Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
I am today informing Indianapolis that as mayor, I will be leading an effort to file a Major League Soccer application and pursue a club for our city.
Well, it looks like we're getting a Major League Soccer franchise, Hammer. That's good news, right? That's like three professional franchises now here in the city of Indianapolis. We're getting this, right? We're doing it. It's all in. All the chips are in the table here, right?
There's a few layers to peel back here. So this story really is an onion, right? Multiple layers to it. So yesterday, about toward the end of our program, Boss Hogsett throws this very hastily scheduled last-minute presser, and I'm using presser in air quotes, to say that the city of Indianapolis is pursuing a Major League Soccer franchise.
Wednesday of this week, I directed the Department of Metropolitan Development to file a professional sports district area resolution with the Metropolitan Development Commission. This resolution provides the city of Indianapolis with an additional option for a stadium site in our pursuit of a Major League Soccer club. In the weeks ahead, I will work with City County Council, state legislative leadership, the state of Indiana, and other community leaders to put Indianapolis in the best position possible to be successful in this application process.
Key words there being in the weeks ahead. The Indy City County Council was blindsided by this. Not just the Republicans, but the Democrats too.
Was wondering if the Indy 11 was blindsided by this, because isn't the city kind of backing their new stadium proposal, the minor league franchise?
I'm glad you bring that up. A spokesperson for Boss Hogsett tells the WIBC newsroom, quote, "11 Park was never more than a proposal. There was no agreement between Keystone Group and the city."
A Keystone Group is the one that owns Indy 11.
Right. And they were building the stadium on the near west side, not too far from Lucas Oil Stadium. This wasn't going to feature any taxpayer, you know, funds. This was on their own. And in return, the area around the stadium was going to be adding like restaurants, maybe apartment complexes,
hotels,
to which, you know, later on, that revenue would go back to the Indy 11, kind of as a thank you for building your stadium. Turns out that's probably not going to happen now.
No, it's not going to happen.
Despite the fact that there's a big construction site over there with fencing, and it's a mess, man. It looks like Boss Hogsett kind of went rogue on this. Now, I've got very low expectations of Joe. I think everybody knows this. But I don't think Joe Hogsett goes to the MLS, the Major League Soccer people, and pitches, you know, a host city without having the backing. He didn't say who the backers were, but I'm willing to bet he's got some people. But he hasn't talked to the council. He needs the council's approval. And are the taxpayers going to be on the hook for some new stadium? And what happens with the Indy 11? Because if you get the MLS franchise, do you just give two middle fingers to the Indy 11 and say thank you for all the cooperation and help you've done in the city, but kick rocks?
Well, the city never signed any official documentation with the Indy 11 because they examined the deal further, from what I understand, and it didn't look like it was exactly going to be a revenue generator. And so the city never officially signed the deal with the Indy 11.
And Rob Kendall made a great point earlier today. listen, as much as you may love the Indy 11 and you kind of feel bad for them, like they're getting the shaft in this situation, this is what happens when you dance with the devil. When you make a half-assed deal with Joe Hogsett, of all people, where you don't have all of your, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed, this is what happens when you deal with that type of dude. Now, the other question, let's say Indy doesn't get this MLS franchise because other cities are bidding, Sacramento and Tampa. Let's say the MLS decides to go to Tampa. Do you go back to the Indy 11 now and go, hey, sorry, we're cool, right? Like, does that happen?
I don't think so. Didn't you say, was it you or who was mentioning the article on the IBJ about the relationship between Keystone and the city?
It's salty. So the timeline of this is that Keystone Group finds out that Joe Hogsett is on his way to the East Coast to pitch Indy as a host city, and he's been looking for financial backers, you know, billionaire backers, to help this potential new franchise. The Indy 11 gets wind of this, so they speak to the IBJ and say, hey, this is happening here. It's a bad relationship, and even though there's a big area blocked off on the near west side, we may be out. This might not happen. So what Hogsett does in response, and this is a classic weasel Joe Hogsett move, he schedules a press conference a couple hours after that IBJ story drops, but the press conference was worthless. He had no information, and he didn't take any questions. The only reason he trotted his ass out there was to try to limit the story from the IBJ.
Big question is, are you going to give Boss Hogsett credit if in the end he pulls this off?
Well, I have to see the information. If it's not taxpayer funded, fine. Congratulations. But if he's going to be asking for the taxpayers to fund a Major League Soccer stadium in any capacity, that's going to be a tough sell. Because if you remember, even the Colts had a hard time getting their taxpayer funded stadium through. And the NFL is king. The NFL is the biggest monster in sports.
Rob Kendall's still sore about that deal.
He's still salty about it. So whenever this thing gets done, who's paying for this? And according to our friend Abdul, who writes in Indy Politics, it sounds like the city county council, both Republicans and Democrats, are really ticked off that they were kept in the dark with this.
And what's going to happen to 11 Park, the soccer complex?
Right.
I mean, the ground's already been broken. I saw isn't there a picture of Hogsett with a shovel?
Yes.
Breaking ground on the 11 complex?
Absolutely there
and
is.
And now he turns around and says, all right, kick rocks. MLS, here we come.
How much of this do you think is Joe Hogsett realizing he's in his third term as mayor, and he's got nothing to show for himself? His legacy as a third-term mayor, which is very, very rare in the city. There's only been a couple, and he's one of them. But his legacy is the highest homicide rates in the history of the city. And when the riots happened under his watch, he was nowhere to be found. He may or may not have been in a rehab facility in Richmond. I don't know if that's true. That's the rumor. But that's his legacy right now. Do you think he's trying to get something done so years from now he can say, I was a three-term mayor and I brought a major franchise to Indy?
Well, that could be incredibly naive, but could you imagine a politician doing something out of selfishness and then making it about them rather than for the benefit of the city?
Yes, 100%.